And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. When the housing bubble popped 4 years ago, almost everything related to it crashed as well. Things like the lawn and garden industry, for example. But somehow food gardening came out okay. In fact, sales of edible plants are up 20%. Some of it comes from budget-conscious households growing their own food. But a part of the boom? Well, people who plant vegetables just to make their gardens look good. Here now with more is the appropriately named Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville.
Some call it edible landscaping or foodscaping. I like front yard farming. And to varying degrees, it's been on the rise. To Jeremy Lekic, the world is his salad bar.
What are you eating over here? Because I'm going to have to partake.
It's called lamb's quarter, and most people know it. I mean, it grows everywhere in disturbed soils. It's actually the wild ancestor of quinoa.
I'd say that's better than spinach.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Lekic and his company, Nashville Foodscapes, specialize in unconventional projects, like planting an entire yard in what the rest of us consider a weed.
My name's James Alvarez, and I'm a professional yoga instructor.
His backyard is full of buckwheat.
We're using it to kill weeds, and at the same time, it is edible.
While Alvarez doesn't particularly care what his neighbors think about the knee-high lawn, his mother does.
She's like, you get that Bermuda grass and you blend it. It's tough, even with the parents.
Hardcore foodscaping represents the extreme. But nearly a third of American households now do some kind of food gardening. For most, that's a few tomatoes out back. But it says something when people are paying a professional company to plant their food, says the National Gardening Association's Bruce Butterfield.
Those that can afford to have the truck and crew show up, they're seeing it as being kind of, it's a cool thing to do.
Even nursing homes and hotels have been asking their landscapers to mix in more greens. One of the nation's largest companies, the Brickman Group, reports an uptick in requests for herbs and vegetables. For single-family homes, practical planting usually increases during a recession, says the Gardening Association's Butterfield. He says it's significant, though, that the millions who've gotten into food gardening don't appear to be getting out, as what has historically happened.
Times got good again. They said, well, it's too much work or too much trouble. I think it's fundamentally different this time.
Butterfield says growing your own food has become somewhat trendy. Hired hands are putting more fruit trees in the backyard of Amy Pierce. The working mother has become convinced that if she's going to pay for plants, they might as well make a meal.
That whole notion that, you know, I could have a raspberry bush alongside blueberry bushes and I could make a fruit salad out of my backyard was just very novel. I guess it's almost embarrassing to admit it.
Foodscaper Jeremy Lekic says he lives for those kinds of aha moments. He's got big plans for edible landscaping, like using it to end food deserts in low-income areas where it's tough to even find fresh produce to buy.
But does it strike you at all that you're still doing this for people of means, that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And really, it's been something I've thought a lot about. And when I first started, I said, okay, we're going to work on a sliding scale, and we do.
But Lekic says his foodscaping business still has some growing to do before he can afford to help those who could really use it. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.